It's almost 3 years I've been here now, and loving the work and loving the community spirit that exists here in Armparagh and throughout the county.
Now, the family health team has some very critical lead roles in helping us deal with the pandemic.
So last year, back in March, when it became really clear that things were starting to escalate in relation to the pandemic, I worked with other key leaders, so the hospital, the Renfrew County paramedic chief, Mike Nolan, and one of our physician leads within our family health team to look at, okay, what could we do to actually help? So the family health team stepped up and we took a role on as the administrative lead for the Renfrew County Virtual Triage Assessment Center, as well as do all the coordination of the testing that the paramedics deliver across the county. So that partnership has been absolutely vital. Then as the winter came on and we started to see the evolution with the vaccines coming in, we also took a role co-leading that initiative in Armparagh to roll out the vaccination clinics. Since early March, end of February, we've been delivering vaccines to people who live in our community, and we've done well over 5,000 vaccinations so far. So we've got this testing end, the assessment end, and then the vaccination side. Together, as a team, we've also been delivering sort of mental health supports. We worked with other partners in the county to set up the first e-walk-in, so it's a mental health walk-in program that's now being run. And we're co-leading that as well with the Phoenix Center out of Pembroke. We're a small family health team. I mean, really, we're talking about a few people who are making this happen across all the organizations. And so I think the biggest issue is just managing our time so that we don't burn out.
In the post-pandemic era, a number of activities that you do have been identified as being valuable to continue going forward after we get the pandemic under control. How optimistic are you that that will happen?
Well, there's a lot of people working hard to make that happen. So certainly we see that the physician assessment side of our VTAC is really, really important to the people who use the service. So we have a large number of people in Renfrew County who don't have a family physician. And so having access to sort of acute and episodic care, it's not a replacement for full spectrum primary care, but it makes a difference to them because they don't have to go to an emergency room to get a prescription renewed or to deal with a UTI or a rash or, you know, those kinds of issues. So we have political support from the county who are actively looking to see if there's a way to keep this going. I think we have been able to demonstrate through the work that we've done to the provincial government that there's a huge value for a very large geographic area, which is Renfrew County, to having a service like this where you are under service for physicians and that it's providing, you know, a safety net for so many people across our county. So I think I'm fairly optimistic because we just have so many people who are working hard to look at this, and we have got the attention of the ministry, and, you know, they are looking at whether or not there's a possibility to continue with that. I just wanted to really highlight the amazing community support we've been getting lately. I mean, you look at some of the restaurants who are struggling themselves, and yet they're donating lunches, right?
And I really want to thank you for taking part because it gives us a key look at these important aspects that are going on behind the scenes in our community. And so thank you very much once again.
Oh, you're very welcome. I mean, I don't think people realize that we have 30 people that make these clinics run. It's like event coordination every single Thursday. So it doesn't just happen through osmosis, right? Like there's a lot of work that goes in behind it. So you're very welcome.